Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
We always start our Tuesday the right way at this time when we're lucky by talking to Larry Kudlow, CNBC senior contributor and host of The Larry Kudlow Show, right here at WMAL Saturdays at 7 p.m. Of course, his new book, JFK and the Reagan Revolution, A Secret History of American Prosperity. Hi, Larry. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
So, listen, you have spoken quite eloquently here on this program, on your own program, wherever anyone will listen to you.
It's the only way Larry knows how to speak. Eloquently.
But specifically about the need to re-examine, if not completely dismantle, the Affordable Care Act and Obamacare. So you must be heartened to know that Chairman Tom Price of the Budget Committee is going to be leading the Department of Health and Human Services. What does this signal to you?
I'm very heartened by it. Tom is a friend, and he's got good plans to dismantle Obamacare, and he's got good substitute plans to rewrite Obamacare. So I like that very much. I mean, it's a little soon for details, but basically he's going to end all the mandates, and my guess is he's going to end all the tax hikes in there, and he's going to probably go to some kind of system of credits or refundable credits so people can take that money and shop around and buy the health care plan that works for them. So it's a completely different idea. It's not a government run, it's going to be an individual run or a family run health care program. I've talked to Tom about this for years, and he knows the score. So this is a very positive appointment.
If that works, I assume that you've run the numbers and you believe it will work, because if you were to go out there and come up with the alternative and it doesn't work, then that doesn't serve anybody well, right?
Right. But, you know, you've got this bureaucracy and apparatus coming out of the government, which is completely unnecessary. I mean, basically, the government today dictates, you know, what you can insure, what you can't insure, which operations you can have and which operations you cannot have, and including which medications. All that's got to be changed. All that's got to be changed. And I don't know where he's going to go on these exchanges, because the exchanges actually were a Republican idea 20 years ago, and could be used very fruitfully as long as they're run as private exchanges, not with the government dictating, again, which policies you can use. So I'm hopeful that that area of choice and competition might survive this, except under a private market guise rather than a government-run guise, and I think that's pretty much what Tom Price is going to look for.
And listen, here's where I'm interested in this, Larry Kudlow, and that is Tom Price, knowing that Barack Obama is at the other end of Pennsylvania Avenue, he's been able to put forth all these proposals, knowing that they're not really going to go anywhere. Now the rubber hits the road,
right?
And I wonder if the political will is there to do that kind of radical dismantling of Obamacare because of the handful of popular things that people do like about it, number one, and number two, the inevitable attacks that we will get from the Democrats, probably led by Barack Obama in his retirement, screaming about how children are going to die in the streets. You've talked to this guy, you said he's a friend. Does he have the political will to stand up and say, this is what's best for the country, and I'm willing to take the shots?
Yeah, well, look, everybody hates Obamacare. I don't think whatever Obama says or doesn't say is the most unpopular plan he ever did. It brought down the House in 2010, it brought down the Senate in 2014, and it sure helped to bring down the White House in 2016. So, yeah, I mean, look, the president has made this a priority. President-elect has made this a big priority. You talk to House and Republican leaders, they want to go for this. You talk to Senate leaders, they want to go for this kind of reform. Now, it'll take a little bit to piece through all the details. And, you know, you'll have a regular order, is my guess, so that the committees will hold hearings and so forth. But, sure, this can work. I mean, there's no constituency for Obamacare particularly. And remember, this business that some things will survive, I mean, You know, people with preconditions, illnesses, sure, that'll survive. I mean, one way or another, even if the federal government have to pay them, it can survive. And so I don't. I've never seen that as a problem. If a 26-year-old wants to, you know, stay in their home, to me, that's a very minor point. But Trump wants to overthrow the whole system, and I think that's a good idea. What will be harder, harder, is whether or not to reform Medicare down through the months. I mean, I don't know yet what the Trump administration, I don't really think they have a position on Medicare. Tom Price knows a lot about that. Paul Ryan knows a lot about that. That's tricky because in many cases, future Medicare recipients under a reform plan might come out with less. And that's always very, very difficult. And Trump did campaign regarding Social Security on not cutting back on benefits. So you'll have to parse through that and see where all that goes. But I think Obamacare is not going to be as hard as you think.
All right, let's turn to the Secretary of State job, which is, you know, it's the job of all reporters and analysts to, you know, pontificate about this right now. Rudy Giuliani's been mentioned. Mitt Romney's been mentioned. But, you know, there's the whole issue of, you know, well, he wasn't very loyal to the Trump effort of the campaign. Then you have David Petraeus, a man who's immensely qualified, but he's got this issue about mishandling of classified materials. How do you think that's going to play out?
I don't know. I mean, I'll just tell you.
Who do you like?
I don't know. Who do I like? I'm not sure I know who do I like. I think I'm still leaning towards Rudy Giuliani, who I thought was a good choice. Look, regarding Mitt Romney is very good man, but the things he said about Trump during the campaign, I mean, I agree with Kellyanne Conway, what she's been saying out there. Mitt can't get a free pass on that. Either the guy's got to apologize, or the Trump base is going to go berserk and ballistic. And there are some people who are arguing that if you give Romney the State Department, he's just going to run his own foreign policy, and he'll never look back, and he's not going to take direction from Trump. Now, can those problems be solved? Yes. It wouldn't be the first time, you know, a team of rivals from Abe Lincoln and Doris Kearns Goodwin's book. You could have that. Yes, that's a possibility, but I think it's going to be very difficult. Petraeus is more, in some sense, Petraeus is a tougher nut for me. Yes, he's a brilliant military man. There's no question about that. And Lord knows we need one or two or three of those. But Petraeus, in addition to the classified information issue with respect to his extramarital affair, there's another issue with Petraeus, and that is the night of Benghazi. Petraeus issued a press statement as the head of the CIA that basically took the Obama position of saying Benghazi's was caused by a video, not by a terrorist uprising. Now, later on, that was changed, but I've never forgotten that. How in the world CIA, which knew exactly what was going on, could possibly go political and take the White House line about this goofy video, which it turns out had no impact whatsoever. Yeah. This was a terrorist attack. Why was David Petraeus a party to that? That troubles me.
Yeah, it's a good thing to bear in mind as we see this story develop. I don't disagree with you, Larry Kudlow. Larry Kudlow, CNBC, always good to have you, sir.
Thank you.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.